Oscar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy and Don Ameche.
Ladies and gentlemen,
greetings once again from Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, our very special guests, W.C. Fields and Charlie McCarthy. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Mr. Meachie. Well, where is he? Where is he?
Well, what's the matter? You don't look very happy. You should be pleased that your old friend W.C. Fields is going to be here today.
Yeah. He doesn't try anything around here, that's all.
Oh, now, Charlie, listen. You got it all wrong.
Huh?
Bill loves you. He thinks the world of you.
Small world, isn't it?
Oh, Charlie, look, why don't you forget the past? Forgive and forget. Live and let live. Hug and kiss.
Bust in the jet.
Hail and hearty.
Hit and run.
Yeah, hearty.
Oh, Bergen.
Yeah, now, your remarks are entirely out of order, young man.
Yeah.
Why, you have no right to say such things as you have about Mr. Fields. Why, he's a fine man.
Why, certainly is. I think you should repent and relent, reform and recant, liver and bacon.
Laurel and Hardy, Chase and Bramble. Oh, don't start that darn stuff again.
All right, now, Charlie, when Mr. Fields gets here,
Dad,
I want you to apologize for the things that you've called him in the past.
Apologize?
Yes.
I'll do more than that, Mr. Bergen.
Fine.
I'll even apologize for what I'm going to call him today.
No. Just for that, young man.
Now, Florence.
No. Young man, I want you to go over in the corner and think of something very nice to say to Bill Fields today.
I will if Amici comes with me.
And I want you to sit down and say, I'll be very nice to W.C. Fields 100 times.
But Bergen.
Now, go ahead and say it.
All right. I'll be very nice to Bill Fields 100 times. I'll be very nice to Bill Fields 100 times. I'll be very nice to Bill Fields. In fact, it was so lovely. I'm going to do something for you.
Oh, so you're going to do something for me, huh?
Yes, I need friends today.
I do.
Mr. Meachie, I'm going to autograph a muscle for you.
Autograph? I don't get it.
Well, Mr. Meachie, you will. You see this little outfit here?
Yes, I see it.
Well, now look.
Yeah. Well, what in the world is that?
That's what you call it here, one of those skin sketchers.
A skin sketcher?
Yeah.
Well, what? Oh, you mean a tattooing set.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
One of those epidermis embellishers.
I see. Where'd you get that, Sean?
Where'd I get it? Well, you might say it was given it to me. It was sort of given. Old Man Dugan, you might say.
Well, so Old Man Dugan gave it to you, huh?
Yeah.
Nice of him, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
very nice of him to give you that, isn't it?
No, he didn't exactly give it to me outright, you might say.
Oh, you mean he doesn't know you've got it, huh?
Well, let us say it was more of a trade sight unseen, that's what it was. What I mean is he didn't seem to take it.
Yeah, I get exactly what you mean, Charlie. Exactly, yeah. You know, it must be very interesting work, this tattooing, Charlie.
Oh, it is. It's very good, it is. It gives me a chance to express my artistic self, you know.
Yes.
Most passionate work it is.
Yes, I can understand that. I suppose after a while it does get under your skin.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Meachie. You are the one, I
What kind of work have you been doing with this skin embroidery set, Charlie?
Well, yesterday I tattooed the Constitution on Skyler Vance North's back.
Yeah?
But I didn't quite finish it.
Well, what's the matter? Did you run out of ink?
No, Skyler ran out of skin. Mr. Meachie, why don't you let me go to work on you? I can do a lovely seascape on your chest, huh?
No, Charlie, I don't think so. The noise of the surf always keeps me awake at night. You see, I have a little trouble sleeping.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You try going to bed at night.
Yes, I do.
Well, I tell you what I...
Not as a regular routine,
you should tell me.
Off and about.
And then I could... You know what I'll do for you, Don?
What?
I'll tattoo a checkerboard on your stomach, huh?
Checkerboard?
Yeah.
Well, what good would that do?
Well, as long as you're going to be awake at night, you could play checkers in bed.
Pretty good idea, but yeah. Would the color be permanent?
Oh, I use incredible ink, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, would your tattooing last me a lifetime?
Well, it would unless you got a complete retread.
You know, Charlie, I'd like to see your tattooing set work.
Well, thank you, Mr. Meachie.
Yeah, but not on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, of course, there's always
Ray Noble, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. Here we go again.
Here we go.
Oh, Mr. Noble.
Well, what is it?
Mr. Noble, would you like to do your bit toward advancing a young man in his artistic career?
Yeah.
Well, who's the young man?
That's me.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I'm not falling for any of your skin games, thank you.
Oh, how did you know?
Well, Charlie, what's the racket this time?
Well, Mr. Noble, I've chosen a career of tattooing, and you have the skin I'd love to retouch.
Well, Charles, I don't know. Are you sure that you're artistically capable?
Oh, why, Ray, how can you ask that? Well, Charlie's pictures are the work of a master.
No, yes.
A master.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Why, someday you may be hung in the National Gallery.
Well, tell me, Charles, just how do you do it?
Well, of course it's done by electricity.
Come on, Ray. Roll up your sleeve and we'll try a picture on your
own. Do you have anything in mind, such as a girl's name?
Wait a minute. I've got it. How about your family crest?
Oh, that, yes. Well,
what is your family crest, Miss Noble?
Well, as a matter of fact, Charlie, it's a crumpet rampant on a field of damp chili.
Well, all right, so be it. I shall start cupping. Turn on the juice, will you?
Quick, Watson, the needle.
Stand still, will you,
I don't know how I get mixed up in these things.
What's the matter, Ray?
I say, you're tickling me.
Well, no, I can't stand it.
I think that a pause was unnecessary, don't you?
Believe me, as unnecessary as anything I had ever heard.
I thought he was inadequate in the part. So
Completely.
And it tickles him.
That
certainly is crumpet for a crest.
Oh, yeah. Don't burn me up anymore, no.
Well, Charlie, the first customer is gone.
Yeah. But he's not my first, you know. He's my second.
Second?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Have you seen Bergen?
Bergen? Well, now, don't tell...
Yes, I got him when he was asleep.
No.
Right on top of his head. What a spot for a mural.
Hi, what's going on here, fellas?
Don't think of anything.
No.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Hello, Charlie.
Look, Charlie.
Yeah?
Ask him to take his head off.
Wait.
Well,
now, why did Ray run out of here in such a hurry? What was the matter here?
Well, Edgar, Charlie started to tattoo his arm. He just couldn't take it.
Oh, I see. Tattooing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you're doing?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's next?
You are.
No,
about it, Edgar. Wouldn't you like a nice anchor on your chest?
Anchor on my chest?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't care for that. Well, how about a stained glass on your bay window?
Well, now...
I can't imagine myself walking around with tattooing on me.
You can't, huh?
No. Well, you haven't seen the top of your head lately, have you?
What do you mean, top of my head? What do you mean by that remark?
Well, Mr. Bergen, do you remember taking a nap this afternoon?
Yes, well...
Well,
no. Come on, bend over, Edgar. Let me see your head, will you?
Charlie, did you pin something up there?
You're a walking billboard, Bergen.
What does it say, Don? What does it say, huh?
Even Jones.
old friend. Not too loud on that old stuff, please, Don.
An old friend, W.C. Fields. And as the saying goes, old friends like old wines improve with age.
Yeah, they're full with age, eh?
Yeah.
Mine's a noggin, the father's ruined.
Well, certainly good to see you again, Bill.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
The name is Don, Bill.
Oh, sure. No, Don yeah. Amici.
That's
I was going to call you D.A., but folks would think the flat feet were after me again. I love you, Don. In fact, everybody loves you.
Well, thank you, W.C.
Don, you remind me of my dear old Peter. Kindly old gentleman. You used to sit in the living room and spin yarns for hours. Then there were times when you just sit in the living room and spin.
He must have been a remarkable man.
Oh, yeah, a remarkable man, Doc.
You know, Bill, since we last saw you, there's been an awful lot of water under that bridge.
Yeah, water. That's the place for the Catholic stuff.
Well, Bill, now that you're here, I hope there won't be any fighting between you and Charlie, you know?
Fighting? Yeah. Why, Don, you're talking to a new field.
A new field?
Yes, Don, a peaceful man. I'm full of the spirit of friendship. Every night. A little jockey. I'd like to talk to him.
Well, here I am, Mr. Field.
Well, Charles McCarthy, my little pal. Mr. Charles, I've been carrying the torch for you.
I can see it on your nose.
Ah, bright little nipper. Well, Charles, in spite of some of the things you say, I love you. I love you because you never change. You're always the same.
Thank you.
Always the same. A little rat.
Look, fellas, please.
Yeah, Charlie, if you would only cooperate and avoid these disgraceful scenes like we've had in the past.
Yeah.
I want you to promise that you will make no remarks.
All right, Mr. Bergen, I promise.
I'm glad to hear that, Charles. Because I'm here today bearing an olive branch.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Fields, I have something that might interest you.
Yes?
Yes. You see, I own a tattooing set, Mr. Fields.
A tattooing set?
Yes. And I could give you an awfully good price on a dim-out job on that nose of yours. Nasal needlepoint.
Oh, Nathan, you silly little scatling. I'll take my...
Well, that's a switch.
He wants to do a trim out on my nose, eh? If I had a match, I'd commit arson on him.
Well, if I had a wick, I'd stick it in your mouth and rake you out for an alcohol lamp. No.
Charlie, quiet. Now, Bill didn't come here to fight with you. He's the new field, the brand new field.
Oh, I got new fields to conquer, huh?
Quiet, Charles. Or I shall be compelled to saw you into a nozzle phone.
Why, listen, you're a man.
Charlie, now, Charlie, and tell Mr. Fields that you're sorry for what you said.
Sorry? Yes. I refuse to be a middleman to such a fib.
Oh, no. My nose, I had a little fuel.
There you go, insulting me again, Mr. Field.
Why, Charles is a term of endearment. I'm being kitmish.
Kitmish? Well, I don't like your foot. Well, really. I don't think Mr. Fields loves me anymore, that's clear.
I never said I didn't love you. I've got a soft spot in my heart for you. And a corresponding spot in my head. That explains it. Tell me, Joe.
What is it, Mr. Fields?
Is it true that your father was a geek leg table?
If it is, your father was under it.
Have a tick, you butch brain.
What is it, Lantern Snoot?
Are you inferring that my father was a drinking man?
I guess I shouldn't say that. No. No, your father wasn't a drinking man.
That shows how little you know about it.
You know, Bill, he must have been a remarkable man.
Oh, he was, Don.
Yeah.
Do you know what my father said to me one day? Pater, it should have been, yeah.
Yeah, well, what did your pater say, Bill?
Well, you really want to know.
I really want to know, yeah.
It was the day I turned 16.
All right, just how old are you now, Mr. Field?
Well, you might say I'm looking forward to my 40th Maple Day.
Looking forward?
Yeah.
You're facing the wrong way, aren't you?
Very classic. Very clever. Why don't you go outside, blood poison, and sit on my buzzsaw? Imagine that little rat wants to do a Jim out job on my nose.
Oh, now, Bill, look, don't get excited. Remember, Charlie's an orphan.
Oh, yes, an orphan. It reminds me of stale champagne. Go ahead, Don. Ask me why an orphan reminds me of stale champagne.
No, Pop.
Don, the more I talk to you, the better I like McCarthy.
Talking about your father, Phil.
Oh, yes. Well, where was father? Oh, yes. I forgot to tell you, Don. Peter passed away at the age of 104.
Did your father die of old age, Mr. Fields?
No. He was kicked to death by a horde of infuriated grasshoppers. What's the matter with that kid? Brain warp? If I had a shotgun, I'd make a cribbage board out of it.
You tank it. If I had a torpedo, I'd sink you.
No way. Throw a termite on you.
Oh, now, Bill, listen. Your father must have been a remarkable man.
Oh, yeah, a remarkable man, Don. He always traveled in the best of circles.
Now, I suppose he was a bon vivant, huh?
A bum or a bum? Oh, yes, yes. No, Don. One leg was shorter than the other. This was later remedied by an operation which removed a small length of brass rail from under his metatarsal arm. Tell me, Charles, do you have your legs shaved or they just pull the leaves out?
Why, you wizard of Snaz, you. I'll push your teeth so far through your face you'll smell coming and going.
Quiet, you squirrel's warehouse. Get me out of here.
Oh, did you ever see a dream walking? Well, it ain't me.
Good grief, but just look at those bruises on your face and head. Why, you look positively atrocious.
Yeah, well, thanks, sir. You look pretty good yourself, Mr. Boy.
Your poor head and those bumps there.
Yeah.
My. It's in pretty bad condition.
Yeah, well, you don't think they'll have to amputate it, do you?
No. No, I don't think they'll have to remove your head.
Well, I hope not. I kind of need it as a place to keep my hat, you know.
Yeah. What happened? Were you kicked by a mule?
No, what not?
I see. Fell off a barn?
No. Ask me if I was hit by a truck.
All right. Were you hit by a truck?
No, that was it.
Well, now, how did it happen?
Well, I'll tell you, it was like this. You see, Charlie got me to go into one of them wrestling matches.
Wrestling matches, yeah.
And he covered my face, and I was known as the Masked Moron.
The Masked Moron?
Yeah. You can make a lot of money if you stay in the ring, you know.
I see, yeah. Mortimer, didn't you know what Charlie was getting you into?
I don't know. No, I guess not.
What kind of a fool are you?
Oh, my kind, I guess. Charlie said that wrestling was easy.
Oh, you're so gullible,
Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it? Yeah. I'm gullible.
Gullible?
I don't know what it means that I'm gullible.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. If Charlie told you black was white,
you would believe him.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, ain't it?
Oh, no.
I haven't traveled very much, I know.
Who was your wrestling match with?
A fella called Gruesome Guts.
Gruesome Guts, yeah.
The Pomona Pulverizer.
I see. Well, isn't he the wrestler who agreed to pay $25 to anyone who could stay in the ring within 10 minutes?
Yeah. Boy, them 10 minutes, they sure flew.
Yeah.
And so did I, most of the time. Yeah.
Well, you went into the ring with this bruiser and you actually exchanged blows with him?
Well, not exactly that. I just kept the ones I got.
I see.
He said he'd pin my ears back.
Weren't you scared?
No, I thought maybe they'd look better that way.
So you started mixing?
Yeah, we started mixing. Next thing I knew, I had a turned up nose. Turned up nose, yeah. Turned up behind my ear. Oh, I see. Made it pretty hard for smelling, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you then what happened, Dad.
Well, I don't know. Long about that time, I looked up and I saw a face that I recognized in the third row.
Is that so?
Yeah.
A face you recognized. Who was it?
It was me. Oh, you...
I still you didn't give up. Well, all I can say is, stout fella.
Well, thanks. You're getting a little bulgy yourself. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm proud that you stood up to him like that. In other words, I'm glad to see that you got red blood in your veins.
Well, he didn't leave very much of it there. Let's face it, he clobbered me.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was. Finally, he got so rough with me that my mask came off.
Well, your mask came off, yeah. Then what happened?
Well, he got one look at my face and he fainted.